You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy. That's the one, the Influencers Formula on the IBGR Network. This is episode number 11. And today we are talking about test driving formats. There's podcast live, there's recorded, and there are podcast streaming. And we want to talk about how to make a smart choice. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR.network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
And I am Ben Joya, three-time international best-selling author, and my teachings have reached more than 50,000 people, all thanks to my book, right? I have leveraged my book to reach all those people. Believe me, I don't have 50,000 people on my email list, so this is the kind of stuff that I'm bringing to the podcast and why, Donna, thank you. You've invited me here today. And ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, we are here to help you get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at influencersformula.com. And of course, if you want direct live support from us for your business podcast and or book, then contact us today at ibgr.info. Right. And that leads us to our dear friend, Michelangelo, right? Mm-hmm. we're still in contact with him.
somehow.
At least with his quote that says the sculpture is already complete within the marble block. Right. When people asked Michelangelo, how do you make the amazing, beautiful things? They said it much more beautifully than that, because probably it was in Italian. Mm-hmm. Right. But the sculpture is already complete within the marble block. Before I start my work, it's already there. I just have to chisel away the superfluous material. So with that thought, we want to welcome you to the show. And as you discovered last episode, the greatest influencers have three things in common. And hey, you are a great influencer. Congratulations. If you haven't taken on the mantle, there you go. Right? So you have these three things in common right now. Right? You know, voice, knowing your audience, offering what nobody else can offer. And a lot of that comes from you being the unique you, right? So in the last episode, in service of all of that, you thought about, am I doing a solo show? Am I interviewing on my show? Am I co-hosting on my show? Hopefully you've done that already. Now you're going to choose the delivery method, right? Podcast live, recorded, podcast streaming. Holy crap. I didn't know any of this before I started the show, Donna. Right. So Donna, thank you for enlightening me here. It looks like we have these delivery methods, these three kind of delivery methods. So I'd love to know, our audience would love to know, what the hell's the story? What's good? What's bad? What's mediocre about doing your podcast live? Let's start there.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. That's a great place to start. And I keep thinking about Michelangelo with his chisel, because this is really where your work of art is going to shine. This is where it's coming out. This is how it's going to differentiate you. And when we talk about the podcast live, you really are going to stand out, I think, because of the authenticity. Mm-hmm. If you hear our podcast from here, like the intro that I did to, what was it, the last episode where I started introducing my other podcast that I'm doing. We didn't edit it out because this is a podcast live. You can't do that. It's like radio, but it records it that way. And what I believe is that it really allows people to connect with you authentically because they're hearing the authentic you.
Yep.
And so when you think about it, it is just like a radio show, even though it is recorded. You don't edit it. And there's a lot of energy in this type of format because you know you're only one take. You know you got to get it right. You're in the game. And if you don't get it right, you got to be okay with that. And what I tell our entrepreneurs at IBGR Network who are doing this, they're like, what do you mean there's no edit? And I say, well, you know, entrepreneurship, building a business is not always a clean process. There's a lot of mess that goes into that. And we don't hide it. We don't hide it because it's part of the transformation. It's part of what needs to happen. That mess before success, as you talk about, Ben. And yep. So it all comes out in here. And with the podcast live, it's not if you make a mistake or not, it's how you recover. It's showing the world that you really are that expert, that person worth following, that person worth listening to, because you know how to recover.
Donna, I just have to jump in on, and you're saying that. I mean, so building a podcast is like continuing to build your entrepreneurial muscle, right? Like this is a virtuous action that applies across the board to your business and to your life, if you really, if you want to get philosophical here as well.
Yeah. And a lot of times you can really create a loyal listener base, a loyal audience, because they can identify with you. They're like, oh yeah, this is a real person. And they're just a little bit further ahead from me. And those are the results that I want. So I want to follow this person. Mm-hmm. You're also tapping into a particular audience in this way, those that want to set their clock and listen to you live. We know for our show, it's Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern time every week, Wednesdays. So set your clock. You can listen to the next episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And to, you know, to really, I love the aspect of the set time on the calendar, not only because it makes my life easier to manage and I don't have to think about it, but it because I know that there's this place that we are creating community together.
Yeah.
That I can rely on, that we can rely on, and that our listeners can rely on. And what an amazing gift in this, especially in the world today.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. And it is a gift. And because you're following our formula, the influencer's formula, you are doing the pre-work to set yourself up to get the content right from the get-go. And any of the little mishaps, like when I'm introducing the wrong show or things like that, it just shows the humanness of the whole thing. The drawback though to this one, Ben, is that when you do have guests on your show, because you want to do that, we talked about how that's a listenership multiplier, then you're at their whim too, right? So you got to make sure that you have them up to speed, or else you might come off as a little bit unprofessional. We don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautifully said. And none of that is untenable, right? You just manage expectations, communicate with people, be clear on the goals, the intentions, the outcomes. And, you know, we can help you with all of that. We hope we're doing this every week through the show. And if you're missing any shows at this point, just go to influencersformula.com to subscribe. And if we can help you directly, just reach out to us at ibgr.info and we will give you a hand with your business podcast. And one form of the business podcast is the recorded podcast, Donna, right? So tell us a little bit more about that and what we should know, please.
I'd love to. Thank you, Ben. So before we get into the recorded podcast, just know that what you're leaving behind going to the recorded podcast that could be beneficial is that you won't have the technology issues, the problems of unstable internet. So just keep that in mind as you're going live. Wherever you're broadcasting, you want to make sure that you have that good, stable internet platform, that Zoom doesn't, you know, whatever those chat platforms, if you're having more than one person with you, you know, that all of that is working. So when you're recording, not as much to worry about there. You have the ability to re-record and to edit out mistakes. You can really get it polished however you want.
Achoo! Sorry, I couldn't not do that one.
But you wouldn't get things like fake sneezing on there and the genuine laughter, I don't think, because we're not going to edit that out. Thank you, Ben, for that. The drawback is that you do lose the spontaneity that you just heard because you can re-record and edit it out. Another drawback that a lot of people won't realize, Ben, mm-hmm. is you don't have the same time constraints. We're on a 13 minute because we're broadcasting on a radio station and we get the proverbial hook off the stage. We're positioning you as the 13 minute mentor. And when you buy into this idea of 13 minutes, then even when you're recording, it has to be 13 minutes.
Yeah. And even though that is sometimes nail biting and stress inducing, it's a beautiful thing because once you're done, you're done. Yeah. Right. And you don't have to think extra about any of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Donna, there's this other term, and sometimes I get my terms confused, but podcast streaming, set me straight about podcast streaming, please.
Yeah, I'd love to. Just think of podcast streaming as podcast TV. Everybody knows what TV is, right? Yeah. So it marries up very well with the live streaming podcast, the podcast live, and you're just doing the video along with it. And you can record the video ahead of time and then use something like StreamYard, which allows it to go out as if it were live. But the whole idea is that you're not editing. So when we're talking about live versus recorded, it's more raw. You want to come through as conversational, real time, and raw. And this allows you to publish on YouTube. You can do video clips for Meta, the old Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those. And really, Ben, it's what you talk about all the time: leverage, 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 because you're getting you're getting additional content, additional mediums of your content that you're recording just one time. We're doing a video because you're in California. I'm in Virginia. So even though we're doing it live, we're still getting the video content that we can leverage.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, there's so much power in obviously not doing things more often than you need to do. But the other part of the leverage of the messaging is that your messaging is consistent, right? And that is so huge, because if you ever go look at somebody's, you know, you go to their website, you go to their LinkedIn, you look at their other social media channels, right? If you see clear and consistent messaging, no matter what the messaging is, you assume that person knows what the hell they're talking about, right? Even if you have no idea what they're talking about, right? It's just like, oh yeah. Okay, this person must know something. I therefore trust and believe in them on some level automatically.
Well said.
Yeah. So thank you. So leverage, messaging, right? Take action, right? Test drive the three delivery methods, right? The podcast streaming, the recorded podcast, and the podcast live, right? Check out, think about, talk to people, see what makes sense, and choose your delivery method. Super duper important. And of course, as always, subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com and or reach out to Donna and me at ibgr.info. Donna, any parting wisdom for our wonderful people today?
Just don't be afraid to choose, because this is where you're going to really position yourself in there. It's okay to have fun behind the microphone. Hopefully you're hearing that between us. We love the live format. Ask you to consider it, because there is so many benefits to it, especially when you're talking about transformation and becoming that likable expert. This is going to wrap up episode 11, test driving formats, podcast live, recorded, or podcast streaming, and how to make a smart choice with Donna and Ben. We have one more episode coming up, so don't go anywhere. If you're listening live, listen back to the recording. If you are following us on influencersformula.com, we'll be right back. Thank you.